gentle listener, prepare yourself for a most thrilling tale, a ripping yarn of heart-stopping adventure. What follows is not for the faint of heart. This is the story of young Tula Shedcroft and her best friend and occasional lover, Tommy Swithins. I take you now to Shropshire, where Tula is just finishing her shift at the Shropshire Sweet Shop. Off to grab a cuppa with Tommy. Let's watch.
Tommy!
Tula, love.
I just received a most cryptic letter from our old university professor, Dr. Mandible.
Bugger me with a bandicoot. Me too.
Oh.
It says to meet him at the Tweesbury House at 8 o'clock sharp.
Let's go.
Next stop, Tweesbury.
Here we are.
Oh, just look at this rococo monstrosity of Gothic New Victorian architecture.
Ooh, the shivers it gives me.
Hello?
Dr. Mandible?
Who is that shadowy figure approaching from the shadowy shadows?
Ah, Tommy und Tula, my brightest shining pupils.
Professor.
Let's get right to the point. I am recruiting you to be part of an elite secret society, the Order of the Eclipse.
Order of the Eclipse?
Crikey! What exactly does it do?
The OOE defends humanity against grave threats.
Oh.
Do you remember last year's invasion of the spiders from outer space?
Who could forget that? Most nasty, those space spiders.
And you're saying the Earth was saved by your secret society, this Order of the Eclipse?
Precisely.
Are the extraterrestrial arachnids back for round two?
Worse. Humanity has been infiltrated by a most deadly parasite, slowly sucking the vitality of our species.
Vampires?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No such thing. I am speaking of the scourge of billionaires.
Crikey!
Now, if you choose to join my shadowy ragtag band of defenders, you will be my special squad of billionaire hunters.
I like the sound of that. Will I get to use my crossbow to shoot a bolt straight into their greedy chests?
Could I crush their heartless skulls with my mallet?
No, sadly no. We'll be using sedative darts and nets. But the billionaires will be captured and relocated to an island with no telephone, postal service, or internet.
But Professor, what if they breed and reproduce? Couldn't they still be a hazard to humanity?
Oh, no. All of the billionaires will be surgically sterilized before transport. No little bastard billionaires running around.
Phew! What a relief.
Tommy?
Hmm?
Tula?
Eh?
Can a human race count on you?
Oh, rather.
Roger Wilco and all the tea in England.
Splendid. We shall begin your training at once. Walk this way. No, no. This way. Into the moat. Under the moat.
Dive, dive, dive.
Leap for it. Ah, here we are. The training room.
Well done. Please, Tommy.
Ah. Tula, Tommy, this is Kiki Marchhare. She'll be in charge of sharpening your skills.
Just look at you two. Those rich leeches don't stand a badger's chance on the highway. You'll have them choking on their own platinum Amex cards, flying a private Learjet ride to hell.
Cheerio!
All right, Tommy, you first. I'm pitting you against a mock hedge fund manager. Your goal is to undermine her confidence and swagger. Stay steady, but weave and dodge. Go.
Hello, Mom. I'm a reporter for the Business Journal of... I understand you sit on quite a mighty financial empire.
Oh, yes. We are tipping the scales toward a trillion.
You've got some derivatives, don't you?
Oh, yes. Dozens, with more generated every hour.
That sounds complicated. Care to explain?
Yes, certainly. Let's say you agree to pay me $17.25 per unit pegged to three interlocking variables. One, the price of soybeans. Two, the interest rate on used Buicks. And three, the rise and fall of the badger population in Wales. We farm out our risk by selling tranches of the now separate divisions.
Super complicated. Would you mind diagramming it with this chalk and blackboard?
Of course. We either place our exposure off the books onto publicly traded pension funds or zero out the inflationary currency reverse indexes, depending, of course, on the macro exchange rate measures. So, this dotted line is private equity ghosting. Those circles represent a cancelling of charter insurance and... Oh.
Do you see what you've done?
I've done nothing. Silly scribbling. Go away now.
You've drawn an object that can't exist in real space-time.
Oh, my God. If money isn't real, I'm not anything. There is no reason for my existence. I'm but a shadow on the moon, a cry in the wind. It's all collapsing in on itself. The pyramid cannot sustain...
Good job, Tommy. Tula!
Eh?
Your turn. Nothing is off limits. Unhappy childhood, a fear that friends only love them for their money, a growing existential malaise.
Hello? Am I mistaken, or didn't you and I go to school together?
Oh, yes, I think so. I can spot a quality upper cruster a mile away.
Those were good days, weren't they?
Oh, the best. The whiffle poofery, the tasty puddings, midnight punting on the Thames.
And all that secret sex with your fraternity brothers.
What? No. That didn't happen. You don't understand. Well, maybe we drank a little and didn't remember. But no. It wasn't like that.
But it was. Winston Bennett Swellsbury III.
Winston. Oh, my dear Winnie. My one love. Oh, I'd give everything I own, my mansion, my yacht, my three shitty children, for one more night with Winnie.
Well done. I'd say you two are ready for the field.
And before you can say Bob's your uncle, Tula and Tommy were on a mission to flush out a nest of pernicious billionaires who were holing up in a ridiculously expensive and obscenely decorated restaurant.
Oh, Tommy! I was just in the ladies' loo. There's a solid gold toilet. Just think about that. You've got a shiny gold surface, quite pretty, really. And then why would you want to go and smear that with...
Shh, Tula! We have our target in sight.
Salty.
What is he eating?
It's an artisanal Moroccan-style tagine, made entirely from food snatched from the mouths of hungry children.
Ready with the net?
Ready as I will ever be, you sexy billionaire huntress.
Fire!
What the fiduciary?
Save your breath, plutocrat.
Untrust me at once, or I'll have you fired. I'll strip you of your health insurance. I'll have you sent to one of my lucrative private prisons.
Hey, pipe down, or I will be forced to put the muzzle on you.
No fair. I worked hard to get where I am.
Sure you did, sir.
I earned it all myself.
On the backs of labor.
I'm a job creator.
Oh, hilarious. I want to just put him in a little bird cage like a budgie and have him say funny little things whenever guests pop over.
A rising tide lifts all boats.
Like that.
But doesn't that same tide drown the poor folks who don't have boats?
Legal team, I summon thee.
Slander.
Oh, bother! We're surrounded by a phalanx of lawyers.
Quickly, before they can sue, cut off their funding.
Right you are. Firing up your Twitter. Starting rumors that billionaire Bill here is facing bankruptcy.
What?
Oh, and for good measure, whispers of a tapped-out trust fund. And tweet.
No, wait! Come back!
Enough of the shilly-shally. Let's bag him.
Right.
Betty, help me.
Oh, Tommy, look out behind you.
I am invincible. Yes. I attended the Yarvard School of Business. I have my own clothing line and a chain of boutique hotels. I have a bottomless pit of money in Switzerland. Like an octopus, my tentacles stretch into every nook and cranny of the financial world. I am too big to fail.
Tell that to Louis the 16th, sister.
Betty! No!
You don't understand. I am invincible.
Sorry, love. Didn't quite catch that. Invinci what?
Ah, well done, Tommy and Tula.
Oh.
You certainly made short work of that festering wealth nest. You have earned a rest.
We'll pass on the holiday, Professor.
Yes, we're eager for our next assignment.
Oh, right. Better pack your swimsuits.
Ooh.
You two are off to the Cayman Islands.
Oh.
Tune in next week for Tula and Tommy's next adventure, How to Bury a Billionaire.
Crikey! Tula, have you ever seen so many jewels or so much cocaine in one place?
Tommy! Look out! Real estate mogul coming up fast on the starboard side.
Tula, be a dear and hand me my crossbow.
Oh, Tommy, you wicked thing.